Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hot Feed. My name is Raheem Cox. I'm a professional writer slash podcaster. You can find my books and podcasts via my website, www.rootforcepublications.com. As part of this bi-weekly episode of Hot Feed, I will be discussing topics such as open debate in college, Robert De Niro's firm charged with suit, three questions about AI, and Supreme Court issues code of ethics. Not to keep you waiting, let's jump straight into it. At this time in U.S. briefings, the suggestion is that colleges must welcome debate. Debate in main contemplation over the Hamas terror attacks in Israel. I believe so myself. Students have their need to announce themselves in a form of debate only suggests they want their opinions not to be bottled and heard acceptably. In my college days, I was full of robust attitudes, and not only did I express my views about world affairs to students, it was almost necessary since a college was meant for a more open arm of discussion. What happened in Israel and how its effect traveled to America, full of Palestinians and Jews, is a concern that can't be shied away from. Colleges should welcome debate. It builds students' level of apprehension, not only subject to examination, but also a taste of a more thorough approach to politics. That's it for this segment. Next up is Robert De Niro's firm charged with suit. Let's get to it. Robert De Niro, the famous actor, has been under court hearing for a while now, and now by a Manhattan civil jury, ordered to pay his former assistant $1.2 million. The verdict was set behind De Niro's production company, who was accused of discriminating against her. The lady's name, Graham Robinson, has piled accusations including degrading requests, stolen airline miles, and in-court yelling reminiscent of some of De Niro's classic film roles. Graham was found not liable of counter charges, alleging she racked up thousands of dollars of personal expenses on the company card. Book flights using company miles and watch hours upon hours of Netflix while on the clock. That's it for this segment. Next up is three questions about AI. Let's get to it. AI is here and probably here to stay. What can be done by it is enormous. AI is a tool of today most successful business owners utilize for various different functions. There has been questioning surrounding its usage though, regarding how it can be a negative drawback by how its power is casted upon the world of business. Here are three questions professional handlers have risen regarding the use of AI. 1. What happens when normal role of employment is substituted by AI? It's been proven AI can free 25% of work needed on the job by an employer. If it can free 25% of workload, What has been questioned is that means one out of four normal workers in future regard will be left unemployed. What if AI makes existing problems worse? What has been found is that AI can worsen the spread of information and even cause damage by the amount computing power it requires. This is all true. With the way Americans handle political affairs, I don't believe manufacturers will be given less making of AI products, knowing how Americans as a whole are too desperate to decrease work on the job problems. Has AI been overhyped? Currently, AI is fresh to the market and is still in a hype cycle, meaning there's still years to come before consumers will be welcomed to it entirely. My opinion is that it hasn't been overhyped, seeing how wide scale of advertising goes behind its selling. That's it for this segment. Next up is Supreme Court issues code of ethic. Let's get to it. Over recent times, there has been numerous scandals under presidents over recent times there has been numerous scandals over presidents of those positioned under the Supreme Court. In the effort to reduce these obtrusions, which involve the stealing from government aid to afford lavish living by some, the Supreme Court Monday, November 13th, has been issued a code of ethics for the purpose of monitoring conduct and power under positions of presidents. This new code based mostly on mandatory rules for lower courts seems to be the result of an internal court process launched in the spring to reaffirm and restate the justices' commitment to principles of judicial ethics. The code requires justices to uphold the integrity and independence of the judiciary and avoid improper and avoid improper 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 propriety in all activities. The code requires justices to uphold the integrity and independence of the judiciary and avoid impropriety in all activities. That's it for this segment. Next up is hate crime statistics. Let's get to Hate crimes are becoming an alarming problem. Tension between ethnic backgrounds and fight for territory are very real. The FBI recently released a comprehensive report on hate crime statistics for 2022, compiling submissions from 13,293 law enforcement agencies, covering more than 256 million U.S. inhabitants, 93.5% of the total population. By 2022, law enforcement agencies reported 11,634 criminal incidents involving 13,337 offenses, which were motivated by bias toward race, ethnicity, ancestry, religion, sexual orientation, disability, gender, and gender identity. That's it for this segment. Next up is The All Black National Convention. Let's get to it. The All Black National Convention took in place in Atlanta, hosted by Dr. Boyce Watkins, was said an excellent showcase for what the black community needs improvement towards. Dr. Boyce Watkins, a dominant author and economist whom I learned a lot from myself and have had the chance to read his books, has proven to offer some of the best advice for community upliftment. At the convention, topics were covered on wealth, education, family, and relationships, and health. He explained how strengthening those key areas will lead to a better quality of life for Black people. He voiced how we need to educate our own children, create our own jobs, and support Black-owned businesses. He mentioned how you can't be free in America if you don't have your own wealth intact. And education is a matter of not only getting it, but getting the right education. Personally, I view Dr. Boyce as a major contributor to the current black upliftment. That's it for this segment. Next up is $1 billion in fake merchandise. $1 billion in fake merchandise bust. Let's get to it. The largest ever merchandise bust worth up to $1 billion in knockoff material was seized by federal prosecutors in Manhattan as the biggest seizure in U.S. history. Two men, Adama Sal and Abdulie Jalen, were responsible for the bust out of a Manhattan storage container holding up to 219,000 knockoff materials. Said the units were so packed, they began to hang clothes from piped in the ceiling. The origin of the material was not disclosed. These two men were charged with trafficking in counterfeit goods and can face up to 10 years if convicted. Last year, the NYPD seized a similar bust out of Chinatown worth $10 million. My first thought, $1 billion in a storage container being peddled onto the streets, it seems a little more like these pushers went somewhere wrong with the enforcement agents they paid to hold these merchandises. $1 billion in a storage container, that's hard to go unnoticed by law officials. That's it for this segment. Next up is anti-black racism rising in European countries. Let's get to it. Racism against black people is rising heavily in European Union countries. A recent poll has found a survey titled Being Black in the EU conducted examinations of over a dozen places, including Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Luxembourg, Poland, Portugal, Spain, and Sweden. The survey found a growing discrimination on many areas of livelihood for blacks found there. Furthermore, stating racism there is pervasive and relentless. with nearly half of the black people found in these regions reporting discrimination, from the verbal abuse of their children to being blocked by landlords from renting homes, from schools to the job market, housing, and health services. Racism in general in European countries is an area I'm aware to, but not as familiar mainly due to publication here in the US not mentioning it too much. In recent segments, I mentioned hate on many different aspects here in the US. It seems rivalry over territory is becoming an upward trend just due to generational indifferences. That's it for this segment. Next up is Binance CEO pleads guilty. Let's get to In a recent episode of Hot Feed, I detailed a massive cryptocurrency scheme plotted by the world's youngest billionaire. In this post, another plot to launder money was placed on trial and led to this man, Chang Peng Zhao, the leader of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, pleading guilty to federal crimes. It seems almost as if, as the world becomes more financially structured, there's still weak spots to gain profit illegally. Binance board Chang Peng Zhao admitted to breaking U.S. money laundering laws, in which he laundered over $10 billion to criminals who used his enterprise to get money the fast way. After pleading guilty, he has agreed to pay a $4.3 billion fine. It said his departure as CEO will still allow him to continue operating, according to the Wall Street Journal. You gotta admit, ways to get money the fast way through corporate cover-ups is very common, and the ability to do so is often a temptation to put, if put in the position most would give into. It's just the reality we have to face as Americans. Criminals of such high stature usually just can't resist the urge. That's it for this segment. Next up is Supreme Court reject Chauvin's appeal. Let's get to it. Derek Chauvin, the cop charged with the death of George Floyd, was rejected of an appeal to overturn his case late November. An attempt I find humorous, being the evidence of his wrongdoings were clearly visible. His weak argument was pathologist theory that George died of an unrelated medical condition. When given punishment of the same cops, like Derek punished others for, it's common to be destroyed by imprisonment in a situation you now must suffer like you made others. The death of George Floyd was probably the most visible incident next to Rodney King in my lifetime. I can see just how police brutality is commonly carried out. An appeal over a case like this is upfront a way not to suffer how he made others suffer. That's the final segment of Hot Feed. I hope you gain much on public awareness. Tune in 2 weeks for the next episode of Hot Feed. Once again, my website is www.rootforcepublications.com. Thank you.